community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mike, how are you?
I'm all the better for speaking to you, my friend. Now, you're the PCC. Let me explain that first. That's the Police and Crime Commissioner for Essex. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. First one, elected in November 2012.
Now, you're not... are you an ex-policeman?
No, not at all.
So you're a civilian elected to be a PCC, are you?
That's right. Yeah, it was a new initiative from the government, and the first time we've had them. And the idea is for me to, on your behalf, elected on behalf of everybody who lives in Essex, to hold the police to account and to give us the best service that they can, to help them do the very best job for us.
So you're not very popular sometimes?
Well, I don't know. I like to think that we would be popular, that I should be popular, because, you know, if we can make a difference, if we can get policing better, then I think that's a good thing. So I'd like to think that everybody thinks it's a good idea, but, you know, time will tell.
So, as we know, every police force has one of a PCC now, but what exactly do you do?
Goodness me. So, I suppose there are two... what I said I would do before the election, I said there were four things I'd do. Firstly, you know, I'll try and make sure that policing in Essex stays very local, that we, you know, that our local police, because Essex police are our local police, that they care about local issues. Mm. So try and keep a local focus. Secondly, I want our police to be as good as they can be.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, continually trying to make sure that you know, that Essex police are as professional as they can be, that we drive up standards, support... What the words I use, Mike, are support and challenge Essex police to be as good as they can be.
Yeah.
The third thing I said is, you know, if we're going to make a difference to crime in Essex, and this is all about having fewer victims of crime.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're going to make a difference, that it has to be partnership. Police can't do it on their own. They have to work with the local, like you've got in Brentwood, you know, fantastic community safety partnership people doing a great job. Lots of people contributing to make Essex safer. And the fourth thing I said I do is bring real leadership to this. I need to be out and about meeting people, hearing views, leading those partnerships, getting stuck into the difficult issues, like, I don't know, the one area that I've made a single focus is for crime is domestic abuse. So a real worry across Essex.
Yeah,
so many
instances of
domestic abuse. Really leading that. You know, I chair the Essex Strategy Group, which brings together all the leaders of all the key organisations to try and make that difference. So I'm holding the chief to account. I'm out there driving partnerships, trying to have good ideas. I meet the chief every week. I give him the feedback that I pick up around the county. I check on how he's doing. I look at crime performance. I discuss where the focus should be. And of course, I'm just finishing it now. I have to write a plan, the police and crime plan, which sets really the overall priorities for how policing is delivered in Essex.
Well, that's quite an in-depth job. That must take up a lot of your time.
It certainly does. I mean, it's all day, Monday to Friday, two, three, four evenings a week, and usually half a day at the weekend.
Does it get quite stressful?
To be honest, this year is a little bit different, and a fraction easier than last year. That very first year was really tough.
I can imagine it was.
You know, I'm not blaming anybody. It's a privilege to be doing this, Mike, and I put myself forward for election. The electorate elected me, so it's down to me. The first year was very tough. A lot of ground to cover. You know, Essex is a great county, isn't it?
But it's fantastic.
By the time you get from Thurrock to Harwich, or you know, Newport up in the northwest. Down to Southend, there's a lot of ground to cover.
There is. And a lot of crime as well. There's bundles of things. You know what Essex is like. There's bundles of things going on all the time.
Lots going on. Hey, do you know, actually, compared with many places, it's a relatively safe county. Bits of Essex are, you know, thank goodness, that we've got some really low crime areas. And indeed, you know, even the hotspots aren't as bad as, you know, many hotspots around the country.
Yeah.
So understanding that variation, and why is there that variation? Is it acceptable that so much variation? What are the police doing to are they focusing on the high crime areas? Are they focusing on the crimes that cause most harm to people?
Yeah.
All those things, every day, they're the sort of things we think and talk about.
Well, Nick, it's been fantastic to talk to you. I mean, when I saw this coming in, I thought to myself, I don't even know what a PCC does. So we've done a little bit of research, and I didn't even know that this job, you could apply for this job as such.
The elections were quite controversial. If you've got a moment, let me tell you a little bit about, I wasn't able to get there yet, but yesterday in Brentwood at Sawyer's Church, a really good event put on by the local community safety partnership. You've got a great, a great, a great woman in Brentwood, Tracy Lilly, who runs the Community Safety Partnership in Brentwood Council. You know, my deputy Lindsay Whitehouse was there. This is focusing on crime prevention and safety advice for those, you know, slightly older citizens. And we had you know, a full house of people hearing good, you know, advice about staying safe. You know, avoiding the rogue callers, avoiding the credit card scams. Yeah. You know, never give your details, card details to it. Even if somebody says they're a policeman, never give them their details.
Yeah.
There's really good things going on, and we're really keen to encourage those, sponsor them, help them along to make people safer.
It's funny you should say that. Well, I was interviewing Joe yesterday that he's raising some money for Sawyers Church.
Yeah, well, it's a great Sawyers Church. And of course, another great institution you've got in Brentwood with the street pastors. They work out of Sawyers Church. I was there on Saturday night. Actually, I was singing in a concert at Brentwood Cathedral with the Stonden Singers on Saturday night. Went out, had a look at the street scene after, as lively as ever along Brentwood High Street. And the street pastors, of course, do a lot to keep the young, mostly younger people who are enjoying themselves late at night, keeping them safe. Lots of really good things going on, and things that people can do, you know, like join Neighbourhood Watch. We had we had the annual awards for Neighbourhood Watch coordinators this week on Monday evening, and I was able to give actually the winner, joint winner from Brentwood, Pete Salmon, who runs the Neighbourhood Watch up in Doddinghurst, doing a great job, helping keep our communities safe. Everybody can join Neighbourhood Watch. It's a great thing to do. So, you know, get involved. Everyone's got a role to play, mate.
Well, Nick, thank you. I'm going to sleep better at night, still hoping and knowing that you're in control and you're looking at both sides of not just the police, but the public as well. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Great to talk to you, Mike. Thanks very much for having me on.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.